Hello.
Podcast Network Asia. You're listening to Hotspot with DJ Jaiho.
Isang magandang afternoon sa lahat ng mga kapamilya viewers natin Luzon, Visayas at Mindanao at sa lahat din po ng mga nakatutok sa atin all over the world. Kapiling kabonding ang nag-iisang beshi ng bayan. Ako po si Jaiho at welcome sa isa na namang bagong episode ng Hotspot. Ngayon, makakakwentuhan natin, of course, ang napapanood natin sa Pi Channel, pati na rin sa iWant ASAP. At napapakinggan din natin ang kanyang mga music. Please welcome, live na live, we have here, Jeremy G. Hello!
Hello! Hi, DJ Jai. How are you?
Yes, I'm good. It's nice to see you again. Ikaw, kamusta ka naman?
Okay naman ako. Nasa US ako ngayon, kasama ko yung pamilya ko.
Kamusta dyan? Siyempre, di ba, at least meron kang time na kasama yung family mo ng Christmas, ng New Year. Tapos yan, sabi mo nga, ine-enjoy nyo pa. Nakakapag-work ka pa rin ba? Busy-busy pa rin?
Ako, I mean, usually, pag umuwi ako, kahit pa paano may nagsusulat ako ng ilang kanta. Pero this time, I wanted to have a fresh mind going into the new year, so I wanted to take a rest muna in writing music, and I feel like it's worth dahil pag-uwi ko feeling ko ang dami kong masusulat na lyrics na mga melody pag-uwi ko sa Pilipinas.
But in fairness ha, ang ganda lang kasi diba kahit malayo ka dito sa Pilipinas, nakakapag-hosting ka pa din kasama sina Edward, sina Shy. Diba? Pati yung sapay mo, nakapag-taping ka ng maraming episodes.
Yes, sapay. Nakapag-tape kami ng Christmas episode, ng New Year's episode din. Yung mga nakaraang episodes, hindi ako nakasama sa studio mismo, pero nag-zoom naman ako. Tapos, ayun, mag-live na actually this week. This coming week. This Sunday.
O sumakakabalik ka na sa show niyo ni na V.
Yes, yes.
I love it. O eto, pag-usapan natin. We all know that it's more than 6 years since you're the voice teen stint. Gusto naming malaman at ang mga fans mo, if you were to go back to that time, ano yung pinaka gusto mong balikan?
For me, it's not on the performances, mas on yung mga rehearsals, yung mga kwentuhan namin ni Coach Sharon. Kasi yung mga sinasabi niya sa akin during rehearsals, parang life lessons din eh. So gusto ko siyang balikan, i-relive dahil sobrang, I keep holding on to her life advices hanggang ngayon. Throughout the 6 years that I've been doing this sa career ko, I've been living by what she said. So I would like to go back to those moments din.
Kamusta kayo ni Coach Sharon? Meron pa rin kayong communication dalawa? Like may mga times ba na nakakapagtawagan kayo? Text-text, bati-bati, mga special occasions?
Actually, parang bati-bati. Pag may birthday, kunyari birthday ni Frankie or birthday ni Miguel, yung anak niya. Binabati ko rin, tinetext ko rin si Coach. And nakakatuwa din kasi si Coach nagtetext din sa akin. So it's cool to always have that communication with her.
Antara. At least hindi naputol after ng The Voice Teens. Pero Jeremy, we want to ask you, paano mo i-describe si Jeremy G nung The Voice Teens era niya?
Nung The Voice Teens era ko, si Jeremy G noon, sobrang mahiyain. And I would say this, when I use mind as a term to describe myself, parang sabi ko dun is, at that time, I really didn't know what I wanted to do with my career or with my life. Pero throughout the 6 years that I've been doing this, alam ko na talaga kung ano yung passion ko, kung ano yung gusto ko i-pursue, or kung ano yung kaya ko pang gawin bukod sa singing and everything. So that's how I would describe myself noon.
Pero growing up, ito talaga yung dream mo, maging isang singer-performer or isa ka rin dun sa maraming kabataan na gustong pumasok sa industriya para maging artista?
Actually, DJ Jai, parang nung bata, hili ko talaga gawin is play basketball and play volleyball. So sports talaga ako dati. So medyo nung high school ako, dun ko na-realize, ay baka pwede to, pwede kong gawin to as a career or pwede kong i-pursue in my life. So that's what made me do the voice teens, and that passion of mine kept me here throughout my career here.
Totoo. Pero syempre, di ba, dun sa season ninyo, hindi ka tinanghal na grand winner, ganyan. Pero as a teenager, paano mo hinandle yung ganon, yung time na hindi ka nanalo, tapos yung ibang yung kasabayan mo, syempre nakita mo yung sino yung batch na nanalo sa inyo, ganyan. As a teenager, di ba, parang minsan ang hirap niyan kasi parang rejection or hindi natutupad yung gusto mong mangyari, gusto mong gawin.
Actually, yeah. Nung time na yun, ang daming emotions na pumapasok sa akin. Kasi, o nga, syempre, teenager ako noon, so medyo emotional din ako. I didn't know what to feel, I didn't know how to react. Pero as time went on, na-realize ko, as long as I did my best and I had fun doing, had fun singing, had fun performing sa stage, and as long as I did my job as a performer, which was to entertain the audience as well, dun, that's where I became happy with myself. That's where I became happy with yung performances ko sa The Voice and throughout that contest.
Totoo. Tsaka right after that naman, di ba, na-feel mo din naman na hindi doon nagtapos yung journey mo sa pagiging isang contestant. Kasi yung management, the ABS-CBN family, kita naman natin, di ba, na hanggang ngayon ay napapanood at napapakinggan ka pa rin namin. Tuloy-tuloy naman yung mga blessings and projects. Actually, gusto ko nga i-comment sa ASAP, di ba, parang hindi ka na lang more on singing. Talagang sumasaba ka na rin sa dancing. Yung talagang total performer.
Yes. Actually, dun ako nagulat, DJ Jai. Kasi before, hindi talaga ako sumasayaw. Pag sumasayaw ako dati, makikita mo talaga yung awkwardness ko. So natutuwa din ako sa sarili ko. Natutuwa ako sa sarili ko na wow, sumasayaw na din ako sa ASAP stage, and I can consider myself a dancer din, a singer, dancer and a performer. So it's cool na dahil sa spot na binigay na ASAP sa akin, thankfully that thank God they keep having me guest sa ASAP. Dahil doon, I discovered my talent din in dancing. So natutuwa din ako doon.
Ano yan? Nag-formal training ka rin sa dance? Kasi di ba maraming ganun? Even sila Sarah, hindi rin nila alam na magaling silang sumayaw dati. Hmm. Tapos talagang inaral nila sa abroad pa nga, sa US pa nagpaturo si Sarah Geronimo. Yung iba din talagang may weekly class for dancing. Sa'yo ba, nag-undergo ka din sa mga ganon?
Yeah, nag-undergo talaga ako ng mga dances. Yung first dance class ko was a private class. Pero ang sabi ng teacher sa akin, where you're really gonna learn is if you go to public classes and you try and you start performing in front of others. Which is totoo naman, kasi yun talaga ang goal ko, is to perform and dance in front of others. So once I started joining public classes, that's where I started really learning a lot tungkol sa dance and everything and how to perform talaga. So yeah, it's just a lot of hard work, and minsan nagka-class ako 3 days a week, 4 days a week minsan. So it was a lot of hard work then.
Totoo, hindi siya nakukuha ng snap lang, kailangan pinaglalaanan niya ng dugot pawis talaga. Sa ASAP, sino yung ina-idolize mo pagdating sa ganyan, yung sing and dance talaga?
Siyempre si Tito Gary. Si Sir Gary V. So whenever he performs, una sa lahat na amaze ako that I get to share the stage with him every time sa ASAP. But I also use it as a learning experience din to see how not only he performs, but how he rehearses and how serious he takes his rehearsals and everything. And learning the choreo and all of that. So, siya talaga yung idol ko sa pag-sing and dance talaga.
In fairness, halos kadalasang narinig kong answer, laging si Sir Gary Valenciano talaga pag sa sing and dance, sa mga ini-interview natin. Pero syempre ito, mas alam natin na the voice means nga, tapos yung pagmamahal mo talaga sa music, nandiyan na talaga yan. Gusto kong itanong syempre sa mga kagaya mong mga musikero din, anong nafe-feel mo na ngayon, talagang ang OPM, tuloy-tuloy ang pag-usbong niya? Like even yung mga dati na mga hindi naman mainstream, naglalabasan ngayon at pumuputok, sumisikat yung mga awitin nila. Yung mga underground songs, ganyan.
Actually, nakaka-proud. Nakaka-proud talaga, DJ Jai. Kasi, kahit ngayon, pag-uwi ko dito sa sa US, ang daming, pati yung mga pinsan ko, nagpa-play sila ng mga OPM kahit hindi nila naiintindihan yung mga lyrics. So just seeing the impact of OPM in Filipino household in Filipino American households here in the US, nakaka-proud. Kasi yung mga songwriters, yung mga singers natin, they're able to go international while carrying the flag, while representing the Philippines and the music na kaya natin gawin. And it's amazing din dahil it's not just one genre. OPM is, I'd say, multiple genres mixed into one. So you can be whatever you want and you can express yourself in however you want. And you can, transcend, internationally as well.
Totoo. Actually, nung sinasabi mo yan, nag-flashback sa akin, yung isa sa mga napanood kong interview with yung kumanta ng Jopay, sila Sir Monty, diba? Yung umawit ng yung
hit, yes.
Diba? Yung kumanta sila. Tapos parang na-mention niya na pagdating sa music nga daw, kahit anong maglaro sa mind ng isang composer, walang problema daw yun. Ang importante daw yung imagination niya kung paano ito tatagos doon sa mga taong makakapakinig sa kanila. And ganun na ganun nga, music is for everybody. Kahit nga tayo, di ba, sa Pilipinas, ini-enjoy natin yung mga lyrics ng mga K-pop idols natin nang hindi natin naiintindihan. Nakakatuwang marinig na dyan din sa mga houses, Filipino-American houses, kahit not OPM songs, Tagalog man yan, pero they're playing the songs of our fellow kababayans din. So ang galing, ang saya, kasi ramdam na ramdam natin na buhay ang music industry. Maraming mga baguhang singers din, maraming baguhang mga composers. Ikaw, Jeremy, how do you keep your A-game considering nga na ganun? Marami ng mga mas nakikilalang mga magagaling din ngayon sa generation ninyo.
Siyempre, DJ Jai, aaminin ko din na it keeps me on my toes. Seeing and hearing all of these songs from yung mga artists natin sa Pilipinas. Dahil ang dami magagaling ng artists sa Pilipinas and songwriters, musicians. So it keeps you on your toes. But I think what makes me keep my A game is I use that as motivation to try to push myself to be as good as them or try to even be better. So parang it's a competition within myself. To try and outdo another artist. Kahit hindi nila alam na ginagawa ko yun. Ginagawa ko lang sa mind ko na, oh, I want to try to do this because other artists are doing that. Oh, I want to try to outdo this. Parang it keeps me on my toes, but it also keeps me motivated.
Oh. Pero di ba parang nakakadagdag yun ng pressure sa, like, sa atin, sa trabaho natin, kapag ka, sa sarili natin, sinising talaga natin siya ng bongga.
Actually, yes. Sa totoo lang, nakaka-pressure din. It puts a lot of pressure on me. So I actually learned this past year that dahil doon, I actually learned how to ease up a little bit sa sarili ko. Dahil napansin ko last year, I started getting hard on myself and I started doubting yung artistry ko. But ngayon okay naman ako kasi I want to do what I'm going to do what I'm going to do and as long as I'm happy with it okay na ako.
Now when people are comparing you sa ibang mga artist, paano ka nagre-react sa mga ganong eksena?
Syempre you're never going to get used to hearing that na oy grabe para kang ganito or grabe parang kang kasi may positive side, may positive comparing at may negative. Yung positive right. Is oh kunyari oh para kang si Bruno Mars, or yung negative is or parang yung negative is let me think of an example. All right, let's use the same artist, para kang bootleg na Bruno Mars. Parang ganun. So it's hearing both of those comparisons. So you never get used to hearing that. But I think it's just tuning everything out and try to be yourself. Not try to live up to those expectations. And just be yourself whenever you hear those kind of comments and stay true to who you are.
Totoo yan. Kasi syempre sa industry nga naman talaga natin. Parang pag nagsimula ka pa lang, nung bata ka pa lang, lagi nang sasabihin yun, uy, ganito yung tunog mo, ganyan, parang ganito, ganyan, tama. Parang we need to learn to choose our battles talaga pati sa ganyan mga bagay kasi nakaka-apekto yan sa atin as a performer eh. Na kapag itinoon natin yes. Siya into negative, na parang mapanghihinaan ka, di ba? Yung parang feeling mo, ay, lagi nilang ganito, lagi nilang ako nasabihan ganyan. So, kailangan kung ganito, kailangan ganyan. Yun nga, nagiging harsh tayo sa sarili natin. Pero good thing, at least ikaw, natutunan mo na yung industriya na parang kung ano yung dapat na ginagawa mo, focus ka dun sa ginagawa mo sa kung anong gusto mong i-offer sa lahat ng mga magiging listeners mo. Yes. Ano naman masasabi mo
yes.
Na ngayon, ang dami ng ways para mas makilala at ma-share na din yung mga talents mo, tapos yung mga songs mo rin, nandiyan ang TikTok, may mga streaming platforms na din, pwede nang mag-live anytime.
Siyempre, it's a blessing, una sa lahat, it's a blessing na we get to have these multiple platforms to not only promote ourselves, but to show the world. Kasi, aminin natin, and everything that we do on social media is worldwide now. It's not just strict to our location, but you can also get noticed around the world. So it's a blessing to have that privilege talaga. But it can be a curse din kasi you're going to have to find different and creative ways to try to make yourself different from others. So dahil sa sobrang accessible ang social media and yung mga iba't ibang platforms, you're gonna also have to find what makes you different from other artists or what makes you stand out. So that's why I say it's a blessing, it's a curse as well.
True. It's really how kung paano natin i-handle yung branding natin as an artist, as a performer, sa lahat din ng mga platforms na meron tayo.
Ayan. Yes, true.
Ito naman, Jeremy, meron kang bagong single. Ayan. Ang title ng song mo, title pa lang, nananakit na. Parang ang title pa lang niya ay tagos na sa puso, sinayang mo. What's the story of the song?
Well, alam mo, kahit may hugot sa title pa lang, it's, sa totoo lang, it's only a small percentage of personal experience. The rest of it is dahil I wanted a song from a guy's perspective naman na kahit nag-break up ang isang relationship, kahit nawala na, alam mo pa rin yung worth mo. Either for a guy's perspective or a girl's perspective, alam mo pa rin yung worth mo at alam mo kung ano yung sinayang ng tao na yan. So mm-hmm. I just wanted another side of breakups. Kasi alam naman natin lahat pag breakup, kadalasan heartbreak or umiiyak, sumisenti. Pero this side naman, I wanted to make it light, playful. But at the same time, may hugot pa rin.
Correct. Ang taray niyan. Parang may pinagdadaanan na. Galing ka bang breakup?
Di naman.
Di naman. Oo, parang ano lang. For music purposes lang talaga.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, etong tanong. Gustong malaman ng mga netizens natin. Kung may babaguhin ka sa life mo dahil sa tingin mo, ito ay sinayang mo, ano ito at bakit?
Kung may babaguhin ako sa life ko, I think...
Sa feeling kong sinayang mo, what's that?
Kasi di ba kanina, DJ Jai, sinabi ko na I discovered my passion for music medyo late na. So I discovered it when I was 16 or 15, 16. I feel like sinayang ko talaga yung oras. I mean, yung oras before that. Kasi I could have pursued it earlier and I could have learned so much more with that time. Kasi kung isipin mo, I started pursuing it at 16. And I knew I could sing nung 9 years old pa lang ako. So imaginein mo if I started pursuing it nung 9 years old pa ako, kung ano yung mga bagay na I could learn in that time or yung mga experiences that I could have done during that time. So I feel like, I think that's it. Yun yung sinayang ko.
Galing, ang taray. Mahusay mga sagutan, natutuwa ako. Nakaka-happy, oo. Pero kung may tao ka namang gustong sabihan ng salitang sinayang mo, sino?
Kailangan ba specific?
Pwede namang hindi. Depende na lang sa'yo yan. Kung meron ba o may pagsasabihan ka ba ng mga term na yan. It's either pwedeng sa love, pwedeng sa career, or pwedeng sa mga naging friends mo, ganyan. Kahit saan.
I mean, for me, yung mga tumatak sa akin is when people don't believe in my talents or they don't believe in what I can do. Whatever that is. Whether it's dancing or music. People didn't give me a chance before. Sinayang mo. Kasi I'm working, I'm willing to be the best that I can be. I'm not saying that I'm gonna be the best, but I'm gonna try my best to get there.
Oy, aminin mo yan, Jeremy, after pa lang ng The Voice teens mo, bilib na bilib na ako sa'yo, basahin pa yung mga convo natin sa Instagram.
Naman.
So, yes. Parang ano dyan, diba? Oh, yes. So, parang ano dyan. Support ako sa'yo from the beginning, diba? Yes.
Hindi naman sa'yo yun.
Ay, okay. Hindi, sinabi ko lang. Pero yan, ito, gusto kong malaman din sa'yo. When you feel like people are taking you for granted, how do you deal with them naman?
That's a good question. Kasi pati ako hindi ko alam eh. There's not really a right or wrong way in dealing with that. Pero ako, hindi naman let it happen, pero I just won't say anything. I won't say anything, I won't confront. Kasi sila yun eh. That's their decision to be like that towards me. Pero ang iniisip ko or how I deal with it is if I'm gone or if suddenly wala ako doon sa position na yon, and then they realize kung ano yung binibigay ko doon, whatever that is, that's on them. Basta ako naman, yung konsensya ko, it's I don't want to confront anyone because it's their opinion naman eh. I can't control anyone's opinion with anything. I just want to do my thing whatever it is?
Dali na mga answer. I'm sure maraming napupulot ang mga fans mo sa mga sagutan na yan, diba? Yun lang ang pangit sa iba nating mga kakilala. Kapag ka wala tayo, pinag-uusapan tayo. Kaya dapat lagi tayong present sa mga ganda. Kering. Totoo. O ito, kaya pag-usapan natin, Jeremy, parang sumasayin, hindi ka na lang basta dancer, singer, na nasa hosting ka na din sa Pi Channel, sa programa ninyo, sa I Want ASAP. Gaano mo na i-enjoy yung mga bagay na parang unti-unti na di-discover mo na kaya mo palang gawin?
Alam mo, the hosting, sobrang nagulat ako doon. Kasi nung sumali ako sa The Voice, hindi talaga ako nagtatagalog. So, ngayon, reading all the scripts and everything na medyo dire-diretso. Kasi nabubulot pa rin ako. So, just going through hosting and going through every show, it's a blessing. It's a blessing for me. So, sobrang thankful ako for Pi, thankful ako for I Want for giving me the opportunity to host. Kasi ako naman, I never really saw myself as a host. But dahil they gave me the opportunity, I can see myself starting hosting. And yeah, I'm starting to host nga. So, yeah.
How will you describe yourself naman when you're hosting compared to when you're singing naman?
Pag hosting kasi sobrang makulit ako. Makulit akong tao. And pag singing naman, hindi naman serious ako, but I also have fun during singing, pero mas makulit ako pag nag-host ako. Mas makikita nyo yung makulit side ko.
Correct. Sa singing kasi, di ba, hindi mo naman pwedeng kulitan unless novelty yung kinakanta mo, jingle, mga ganyan, di ba?
True.
Totoo. Kasi di ba, sa singing, you're parang kinagko-convey ka ng kwento about mga kantang kinakanta ng mga singers. Parang nga tumagos sa heart, ganyan. And speaking of singing, pwede bang mahingi sa'yo yung favorite line mo dun sa new song mo na sinayang mo?
I'll sing the chorus, DJ Jai. I'll sing the chorus. Don't waste the time, girl, sabihin mo sa'kin. Are you ashamed of us? Pag-ibig ko, sinayang mo. Look at what you're wasting. Sayang naman, baby. I'm yours, so where you at? Pag-ibig ko, sinayang mo.
Ang gandang i-TikTok niyan, mga kapamilya. I-TikTok natin, tapos i-collage natin yung mga picture kasama yung mga ex nyo, ganun, di ba? Tapos tuturo-turo mo lang yung ex mo. Di ba? Para sinayang mo. Tapos yung dapat promise.
Maganda yan, maganda yan.
Maganda yung glow up, ganun, di ba? Tingnan mo, gagawin ko yan. Isisend ko sa itatag kita.
Actually, maganda yan.
Gagawin ko yan,
guys. Sige, gawin mo yan. Abangan ko yan.
Totoo, promise, gagawin ko yan. Hanapin ko yung kanta na yan sa TikTok tapos lalagay ko yung mga picture ng ex. Pero lalagay ko na lang ng smiley kasi ayoko na silang ipakita pa. Baka mamaya sumikat. Ha! Sorry! Charot lang. O, ayan, Jeremy. Thank you sa mga kwentuhan natin all the way from the US. Yes, ayan. I-promote mo na yung song na sinayang mo and your other ganaps. Saan ka namin pwede pang abangan? At ano pang mga up-and-coming na mga eksenang pwede namin paghandaan with you?
Una sa lahat, DJ Jai, maraming salamat for having me here sa Hotspot. Pasensya na dahil sa internet ko. But thank you pa rin for having me here. I enjoyed our talk talaga as in. And everyone that's watching, maraming salamat for watching our episode today. At syempre, hope you guys can listen to my latest single titled Sinayang Mo, out now on all digital streaming platforms worldwide po yun. At syempre, yung aking music video sa Star Music YouTube channel. At syempre, the performance video din of Sinayang Mo will be out on Star Music's YouTube channel as well. Kaya abangan nyo din yun. At syempre, abangan nyo din ang mga susunod kong mga ganap or songs, Pai Channel, Pakpalong Polo, you guys can watch that. At syempre, I Want ASAP every Sunday. Maraming maraming salamat.
Ito na. Hinahanda ko na.
DJ, abangan ko talaga yan.
Ay, hindi ako na-DJ, pero gagawin ko talaga siya. Na-excite nga, kasi narinig ko yung lyrics eh. So, na-excite ako, kasi syempre, alam mo, yes, ito yung song na parang hindi ka bitter. Hindi ka tunog bitter, di ba? Hindi ka nagmumukmo.
Yan.
Happy-happy lang. I'll do it. Yes. Yes, maraming salamat. Niha, promise, hindi ako nagbibiro, antayin mo, itatag talaga kita. At syempre, ganun din kayo dapat mga kapamilya, ha? I-post na rin po ang sinayang mo na TikTok version niyo with Jeremy. Lagyan niyo yung mga picture ng mga ex niyo ganyan para magkalokahan na, ganun, oo. Yes, kaya naman, eto na, Jeremy, ha, bago ka pa mawala dahil sa internet connection, salamat sa'yo. Thank you for gracing Hotspot episode ngayong araw na ito. Sa lahat ng mga kapamilya viewers po natin, magkita-kita po ulit tayo sa susunod na episode every Tuesdays and Thursday dito lamang po sa facebook.com/ABS-CBN Network. And also, mga kapamilya, nasa podcast na din po tayo. Mapapakinggan niyo po ang Hotspot the Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, at sa iba't iba pang mga podcast na streaming platforms. Kasama natin Jeremy G, and of course, sa nag-iisang beshi ng bayan, ako po si Jai Ho. See you again sa susunod na episode. Keep safe and stay healthy. Bye!
Mga kapamilya, maraming salamat sa pakikinig sa Hotspot with me, ang nag-iisang beshi ng bayan, J-H-A-I-H-O. Ako po, si Jai Ho. Hotspot is brought to you by ABS-CBN Entertainment, co-produced by Podcast Network Asia and powered by Podmetrics. Visit our official social media pages on Facebook and YouTube at ABS-CBN Entertainment to catch our live kwentuhan. See you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.